14 people have been indicted following the beheading of a middle school teacher in France last month. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, four minors have been charged in the case.
Three of the minors, ages 13 and 14, have been charged with complicity in a terrorist act. They're alleged to have pointed out the professor to his assailant, an 18-year-old radicalized Chechen refugee. The teacher showed caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in his class on freedom of speech. The Chechen youth heard about it through online videos denouncing the teacher. The killing shocked France. The French government is preparing a new law to crack down on what it calls Islamist separatism. The measure sets out to identify those hostile to French principles like gender equality and freedom of speech. If the law passes, it would give the government broad powers to shut down any organization it claims promotes messages counter to those core values. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Some major retailers are closed this Thanksgiving for the first time in years due to the coronavirus pandemic. Stores that have traditionally closed on Thanksgiving, like Costco and Home Depot, are now joined by Target, Best Buy, Macy's, and Walmart, among others. Many of those retailers began their holiday sales several weeks ago, encouraging folks to shop online to avoid large crowds as the virus continues to spread. I'm Dwayne Brown. You're listening to NPR News.
It's All Things Considered on CPR News. Good evening. I'm Joanne Allen, and happy Thanksgiving. Coming up, Denver's mayor is the latest politician to come under fire for flouting his own health safety recommendations by flying to Mississippi for Thanksgiving. Then President-elect Biden is calling for unity and healing, but some see closing the gap with Trump supporters as a bridge too far. Denverite's Anna Campbell on Mayor Hancock's travels and travails, and Dems react to calls for unity next on All Things Considered. And coming up in 10 minutes, retailers want to avoid Black Friday clouds, make that crowds without losing sales. How holiday shopping in Colorado will look different this year. That's all coming up on CPR News.